the book. You should call Delilah, 1-888-633-5452. I will be here to share your story with the world.
Times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Hi, Amy. What can I do to make your night a little more special?
Oh, I'd play a request if I can do so.
You can. Who are you thinking about?
My mom, actually. We don't have the best relationship, and I'd like to work on it. We're trying to, but it's getting hard, so.
How old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
And did it start getting rough around 14 or 15?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
It did.
Your hormones kicked in. Your brain started changing. All of a sudden, you want independence. You started arguing with mom. Mom wondered where her sweet, darling little girl disappeared to and who this raging, angry young woman was in her stead. And now you don't know how to kiss and make up.
We're both very hard-headed, so...
Really? I would have never guessed that there, Aim. I never would have thought that perhaps you were a little stubborn, a little rebellious. Perhaps you screamed and yelled and said, I don't love you anymore.
Something like that.
And your mother said something like, that's okay, I still love you, but right now I don't like you very much.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You think that this is maybe a common syndrome that nearly every mother and daughter goes through?
I'm thinking yes, actually.
And usually around 18, 19, you start to come out of your stubborn fog and you go, wait a minute, Mom's really not that bad of a person. And in fact, she's kind of nice.
Yes, you know, I come across that.
See, I was almost 28 before I came out of my stupidity. So I'm proud of you for coming to your senses before I did, is what I'm trying to say. And I'm just praying that my daughter does not go as hard on me as I went on my mother.
I know, I feel the same thing. Actually, when I have a daughter, I hope she's not as hard as me as I am on my mom.
Promise me that for the next 2 weeks, you will not say, you don't understand. Okay?
I promise. I definitely promise. For you, Delilah, anything.
feeling. Ooh, girl, need to kick off your shoes. Gotta take a deep breath, time to focus on you. All the big fights, long nights that you've been through. I got a bottle of tequila I've been saving for you. Boss up and change your life. You can have it all, no sacrifice. I know we did you wrong, we can make it right. So go and let it all hang out tonight. Cause we don't love.
Ordinary Angels is a movie I am so excited to tell you about. My family saw it together. We got an early screening, and let me tell you, we loved it. Tonight, it's our Delilah Dilemma sponsor. The film stars Alan Ritchson and Hilary Swank. Swank states, quote, "She was drawn to this beautiful true story because it's such a powerful reminder that angels reside everywhere among us." This beautiful film is in theaters on February 23rd. It's the perfect film for the entire family. For more information, visit ordinaryangels.movie or visit Delilah.com to see the trailer and find the link. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma comes to me from a young woman named Kimberly. Kimberly says, "I'm a single mother of two wonderful girls who are 13 and 11. Their father and I divorced about 10 years ago. He left me for a married woman. He's still in their lives as he lives across town. However, he's always making comments that he wants to get married again, giving the girls false hope. I've told him that there is no chance we will ever get back together again because I don't trust him. And he's still with the girlfriend that he left me for. When my father passes away, I'm going to get a little bit of an inheritance. I think that might be the only reason my ex-husband hangs around. He sees the girls maybe twice a month, and when he does, he has his girlfriend and her three children with him. It really upsets my girls when he does this, and he doesn't understand why. I don't know what to do. He will still call and pick a fight with me or one of the girls just so he doesn't have to come and pick them up. He always says he doesn't have any money, but he just bought a motorcycle. And when I suggest things to do that are free, like libraries, parks, or playing games, he says those are boring. He says he's going to buy them something, but he never follows through. I love my girls, and I hate to see them upset. What would you suggest? Give me a hint from Kimberly. I will have my best mother, Delilah, advice for you coming up next." You're listening to Delilah.
Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
Over $6 billion in tax refunds were flagged by the IRS for possible identity theft in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve your identity theft issues. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Go to LifeLock.com and save 25% your first year with promo code LOVE. That's promo code LOVE for 25% off at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
KCST.
How it leads me back again to a heartache I never understand.
Darling, I put my heart upon the shelf till the moment was right, and I tell myself
next time I fall in love, I'll know better.
Today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a five, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
You've been at work all day staring at that computer screen, and the last thing on your mind is turning it on again right now. But before you go to sleep tonight, why don't you place a little note right next to your purse that says KZST.com. Just a little reminder. So tomorrow when you are at work, you can listen to KZST on your computer, broadcasting live on the internet 24 hours a day at KZST.com. And Kimberly is in a bind because her ex-husband, they've been divorced 10 years, is still messing with her head. And here's what I'm going to tell you, Kimberly. Stop giving him permission to interact with you. If you have a parenting plan in place, enforce it. Insist that he follows the parenting plan and shows up when he's supposed to show up and drops off the girls when he's supposed to drop them off, and don't engage in conversations with him. And don't ask your girls what he's talking about or what he's doing when they're with him. All you're doing is buying into this nonsense. You're letting him push your buttons. Don't have personal conversations with him. Don't let him tell you he wants to marry you again. And if he says that nonsense to the girls, say, honey, that's great. Your father lives in a fairy tale. And let it go. By buying into these conversations and encouraging them, you're only letting yourself be pulled down into stress and trauma. Those are my ideas, just based on my own experience of doing the very same things.
Sweet dreams are made.
Is on KZST.
It's been a long day without you, my friend.